Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hey, I'm Jen. Still Jen. Always Jen.
Always
Jen. How you doing?
Okay, so I'm good. I'm good. I have to say, it definitely feels like spring, like almost like spring. I would say like, I feel like summer's almost here.
I just think there's a lifting in general. I got my second vaccine this morning.
Oh, good. Oh my God, we're on the same schedule. I got my first one this morning. I'm like right behind you.
I like that. So in 2 weeks, I'll be fully vaxxed. And in 5 weeks, you'll be fully vaxxed.
Wait, so you got your second vaccine this morning. How are you feeling? Because I heard it's a doozy.
I know that I've heard that too. So far, so good. I'm a Pfizer girl. I love how people are doing their camps.
Oh, I'm Pfizer too.
Yes. And if you're in a place or community that is not yet easily available getting the vaccine, we wish you luck. We hope that you get it soon. I do feel like because of my friends overseas are like, how'd you get it so easily? But like, I'm hoping it comes, things start picking back up. The world starts feeling better, though I know some countries are lagging in that regard.
So I do feel extreme privilege right now.
But you're able to like hang out with people. At least you went to a baby shower.
Yeah. So it was called a sprinkle. For those who don't know, after the first baby, the subsequent showers are called sprinkles. I actually—
According to whom?
According to the baby industrial complex. So my friend, Jessica, who you know, Jessica.
I know JY.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Didn't you work at Space NK with her?
Yes.
She's a beauty girl.
Let's look deep into her CV. She's a real beauty girl. She's hilarious. She's amazing. I love her to death. She had an outdoor sprinkle, a COVID-friendly sprinkle. I just want to put that out there. And a lot of her friends were really excited. I think we were all like just really excited to be out there and seeing people. She was so funny. She did her like, you know, thank you, like appreciation, like toast when the, you know, food came out. She was like really crying and she was like, I'm just so happy. It's just like, she's like, you guys are wearing makeup. I see people in bras. Like she was so like happy and touched that people came out.
That is our bar. Our new bar is like, you put on a bra for me.
Yeah, she was so touched. And it was a very intimate sprinkle. But one of her friends was sitting next to me. And I'd never met this friend before, but it was one of like her really good friends. You know, the sprinkles bring people together from like all walks of life, all parts of her life. But her friend said to me, she goes, listen, she's like, I know I really went for it today. She's like, with the makeup. She goes, but I'm sorry. She goes, four colors or it's, I'm gonna mess this up because I like piss myself. She goes, looks at, she points to her face. She goes, four colors or it ain't worth it.
Oh, on eyes. Yeah. Four colors on eyes.
Yeah. She goes, four colors or it ain't worth it.
She got that Dior palette. She's going to, like, I'm going to use at least 4/5 of these quads.
I think she said.
Or maybe a Chanel quad, then all four of
maybe
them.
Maybe she said at least four colors or it ain't worth it. But she was like, I went for it today. I went for it.
How did it look?
She looked awesome, but it was fun. She did have a full look. She had a full eye look.
She went with like a contour color, a lid wash.
She had
a
lid wash,
color.
A contour, and like a little bit on the like the line. Like she used the whole palette. But I was like, I relate to you. I was like, I totally feel what you're saying. It's like this is the first time we're like breaking out like makeup that, you know, people are really gonna see. And I'm totally feeling it. Like I actually, since I mean, you guys are gonna be hearing about this move for a while, so sorry. I was doing a makeup edit, and this actually like is gonna connect to something we're gonna talk about later on the show. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to move a lot of product, you know, to the next place if I don't have to. You know, this is all heavy stuff. You know, all these little like compacts.
Fresh
and,
start, donate, yeah, et cetera.
A lot of it's gotta go. A lot of it's gotta get tossed. But I was like, I can't wait to dig back into this stuff. Like, I can't wait to just kind of like
play with all.
Yeah,
my
I was like, I haven't seen you in a while. Makeup
Hi,
by
friends.
Mario. I haven't
oh,
seen
hello,
you in
liquid
a while.
Liner. What yeah. have you been doing in that little box all year?
Yeah. All right, Jones Road. I remember when you came out. You know. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm ready to show off my my papers again. You know, and the lipsticks. Like, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready too. You should tell people what that ties into. I'll be doing the news for everyone. Going to keep it light, fresh, and fun.
So what I'm going to talk about is makeup and more so like skincare. Because listen, like we could really do like a deep dive and like thin slice like all these like product expiration things. But I'm going to be talking about products and when they expire because, you know, these things don't last forever, but I'm seeing a lot of people get really hyper about when things expire. And I'm seeing a lot of like unnecessary stress. And I just kind of want to put that to bed.
Okay. I have questions, but I'll save them for that segment. That sounds like a great, great reporting from Jessica Matlin,
yes,
beauty reporter. Mm-hmm. You ready to do the show?
Let's do it.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun. Time for the news. Might need new news music. I just decided.
So, Jen, I was yammering on about like, you know, the makeup at the shower and my move. Me. You told me that like we were going to like chat a little bit about the Oscars because we haven't gotten to connect about it.
Yes, I did. Because it wasn't quite worthy of the news in my opinion. But in my opinion, as a beauty commentator, which kind of is my job, guys. The Oscars happened, what'll it be, like 2 weeks ago now when people are listening to this. Horrible ratings. So you probably didn't see the Oscars, I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. But of course, I was checking out all the hair and the makeup and everything. One thing came out of the Oscars that I'm just going to nip in the bud right now.
Okay.
There were some beautiful bobs with like a smooth, straight hair bob. In fact, I just came from I was getting my hair colored at Spoken Wheel. The girl next to me was getting this bob, which is the same look, which is this very like precise bob, but like a little bit straighter, not rounded. And one news outlet, and some others have picked this up, decided that it should be called the flob.
This is totally a news item. I can't believe you thought this was not like the worthy.
I know, but because I don't want to get on this bandwagon, it's the flat bob. So a bob haircut, chin length, but instead of giving it volume or the tousle like we were doing a little while ago, it's much smoother. So it's the flat bob and they're calling it the flob.
Wait, like who had the flob?
The flob, the picture I saw was from Regina King.
And her dress was amazing.
The dress was amazing.
That was, maybe my favorite dress.
Gorgeous aqua with these big shoulders. And actually, I feel like the bob worked. I'm not calling it a flob. The smooth bob worked perfectly because there was so much volume at her shoulders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it balanced it well. But like, I love making a name for a trend as much as the next person. I would argue it was part of our jobs for many, many years that like when I was at a teen magazine, we were always like naming things.
Cosmo. Still, like, I felt like that was,
you
like,
remember
the
you
whole
did lo-fi facials for like,
oh, yeah, that was good.
Cute,
I thought that was
cute.
Good. Yeah.
But like flob just sounds like a thing you don't want on your hair.
Well,
I'm sorry.
That was, you and I sometimes have a real mind meld. I was literally like withholding comment. I wanted to let you finish the thing. I was going to be like, Jen, I like everything about this, but the name.
Flob, that's what I'm trying to say.
Sounds like a flop, right?
Yeah, it has a negative connotation out of the gate.
Flob,
so,
flub, blob, blue.
When what was the long call? Oh, the lob.
The lob.
Remember the lob, which the
lob
the
I
long
can take.
Bob, right to the collarbone.
Yeah.
That took this.
Lob.
Just,
flob
just
is like please remove my flob. Or like, it's like flubber, blubber, flob.
It also feels like key fobs, like those, oh, I don't yeah. know. So I'm not on board with the name, but I do love the haircut, I will say. I was tempted, like, you know, comes like once a year when yeah. you have that thought in your head, like, should I cut it off?
I actually had that around 3:41 today, and then it went in as fast as it went out. Yeah. Yeah, no. No flob for me.
Hold on, I'm choking on my own hair, which is not a fob.
No, seriously. So it's
like in my mouth.
Yeah, it's when it's like all over the place. It was like shedding on the floor, and it was
like
I'm wearing
a
black t-shirt, and there's like this hairy wherever. I was like, that's it, I'm cutting it off. And I was like, no, no,
you did
this will pass.
You started the pod, so.
I did have a flob. I had a really... I had a flob. It was disgusting. I got it removed.
No. It's a cute haircut, yeah. actually. So there's a little side reporting on the Oscars yeah. and the trends coming out. Now
okay,
let's get
what
into
else?
The real deal.
What else? Yeah.
So last week, Jess, it was the American Academy of Dermatology virtual meeting experience
okay.
2021.
I knew that you would come with some kind of like hard news.
Well, listen, this is like when all the dermatologists and researchers get together, share some of their big research. All the skincare companies get in there. I used to go when I was like, you know, at Marie Claire, I would go sometimes. One time I was in New York, go around, look at all the little things, read the research. It's great.
Yeah.
But now it's a virtual meeting experience, of course, because it was done virtually.
Yeah.
So I'm still reading up on all the news coming out of it, but I did want to share. To me, one of the most interesting things I saw was the American Academy of Dermatology did this survey on sun knowledge. Mm. And apparently millennials, which they're defining as those born between 1981 and 1996, and Gen Z, which is those born after 96, are lacking some basic understanding of sun protection and skin cancer. And I wanted to share this not to shame anyone born in 1981 or after, or anyone born like yesterday, but just to make sure that we all know this stuff, because apparently we don't. 42% of millennials are unaware that the sun's UV rays can penetrate clothing. Have we not all worn a white t-shirt and still gotten some tan marks?
Yeah.
No matter
yeah.
your skin color, that still happens. And then 23% are unaware that sunburn increases the risk of getting skin cancer. If
yeah.
you have the skin tone that burns, if it's burning, you just did some damage. But then Gen Z was kind of even worse, which is like, we got to keep writing these stories and talking about this. 42% of them were unaware tanning causes skin cancer. 41% were unaware that the sun's UV rays are reflected by snow, water, or sand. Think about how much darker your skin tone can get if you're on a boat, right? Like that's
oh, yeah, completely.
Common sense, I thought, but apparently like almost half of Gen Z does not know that. And then lastly, 33% of that generation is unaware they can get sunburned on a cloudy day, which to me is a little bit more understandable.
So do you think like the TikTokers,
the TikTok doctors,
TikTok doctors and like the kind of the skincare by Hyrams of the world, like,
yeah.
you know, I'm not like as deeply entrenched in that community. I'm just going to put my hand up and say it like,
yeah.
Do you think that they're talking about like they're talking about sun care and like sun protection as much as they're talking about hyaluronic acid?
Yeah, but we're two people that look for beauty information on whatever platform we're on. If you're just like ye old Gen Z person who's not beauty interested, mm-hmm. it could be understandable that a third of you might not know that. You know?
Yeah. No. Again, we're not shaming. We're just like
no. I'm just like share the
but
knowledge.
But this information like needs to get out there. I wonder
exactly.
if there's like a celebrity or something.
Jess is going to start her TikTok dancing, and it's going to be with Sunstats.
Oh,
everybody,
God.
Get ready.
No one needs to see that.
Okay. Next up. So you know how Sephora and Ulta have been doing these programs to empower female-led or Black-owned beauty brands, diversify
sure.
their shelves. Sally Beauty Supply, I still say supply and I know you're not supposed to, Sally Beauty, which is one of my favorite stores here in the U.S. where they sell like you could get like the salon size of the shampoo.
Yeah, it's the real
deal. All sorts
of
beauty supplies you can't find anywhere else. They have their own program called the Cultivate program, and they ended up bringing 4 new brands to their shelves. And I wanted to share them because I just thought they were interesting brands, cool. And they're diversifying their roster of products. So one is Peculiar Roots. This is founded by Tara Darnley. It's the first Black-owned lock line at Sally Beauty, which I was like, I can't believe that's the first, but I love that we're doing it. Mm-hmm. Unique Curl, get this, the founder of that hair brand was a registered nurse. Shout out to the nurses. I was like, whatever she's making, I'm buying. Because I just feel like nurses have this subset of knowledge of like how things really work. You know, when you're at the hospital and things aren't getting done, you don't go find a doctor.
No, bring me the nurse.
Yeah. And then Patty Yankee products. I don't know if you're familiar with her work.
The nail artist,
celebrity nail artist. Well, she makes these. I've seen these on her site, but I did not know where they were distributed. She makes these nail extensions and they're clear, but they're press-on. So they have the stick of a glue, but you don't need glue. And what's cool about them is they're not then that cloudy white that you'd have to paint. You could do those cool gel kind of looks on them because they're already clear. So she's selling them at Sally Beauty. And the last one is a natural hair expert and salon owner, Pakila Riley. True Plus Pure Texture is her hairline. So all women-owned, diversifying the roster of products at Sally Beauty. I'm going to put links to those brands because they look really great. I wanted to just share that. Okay, next up.
That's a really great, that's a great little news bit.
I know, thanks. Next is, get ready. I'm getting a kick out of this perfume campaign. Wait for it. Davidoff Cool Water has launched Street Fighter editions of its perfume.
Stop it.
Okay, I'm not the only one who made the kick
fun. Stop it.
Yes, as in Street Fighter, the video game. Probably the only video game that I can play because if you just push enough buttons, you can fight someone, right?
Wait, you like Street Fighter 2?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big video game person, but when I play video games, that's the one I like to play.
Oh, Jen, I didn't know you and I had this in common. Like
I didn't know this either. Even when I pulled this news item, I was like, Jess is going to be like, Street Fighter, what are you talking about?
Jen, I am the Street Fighter 2 championship. Like when I have E-Honda.
Are you Chun-Li? Do you always play Chun-Li?
No, I do the like 100 hand slap and you are effing dead.
No, but your character, because can I add, I have to quote the Davidoff Cool Water marketing campaign for this. You're going to like Street Fighter even more when we're done with this.
Oh my God.
Get the iconic kick power of Chun-Li, a skilled fighter in her own right who combines acrobatic mastery, dizzying speed, and lethal grace. Make your move and discover your inner power. Indulge in hashtag Davidoff Cool Water Street Fighter Champion Edition for her.
Oh, it's only Chun-Li?
No, I think they were just like tying it to her for this particular Instagram post. There's a girls and a guys version. Yes, we're being binary, whatever. But Chun-Li was always who I wanted to be the character I picked. You know, when you can decide who you're
Yes.
Of course, she was the coolest.
I challenge you to a street fight. We've got to find we need 2 controllers and let's just go.
That would be amazing. That'll be our next newness live thing. Yeah. Jess and Jen play Street Fighter while scented with Davidoff Cool Water. Listen, I can roll my eyes at some marketing campaigns. We even talked about this with Tanya Sanchez last week about like some of the ways that fragrances are marketed, but I'm feeling this one. It's making me smile.
Amazing. Oh my God. This is great news. Great news. Okay.
On that note, actually we touched on this with Tanya Sanchez as well. Perfume houses and fragrance houses are required to reformulate whenever there's labeling guidelines and changes. We talked about how like sometimes something is now called an allergen and then the perfume house has to reformulate and find a new ingredient. IFRA is the governing body of fragrance. Well, last year, their guidelines went a little bit further than usual. And now a big deadline is looming on May 10th. All new perfumes will have to be in compliance. This is the first time, the reason I'm talking about this, there's this big Washington Post article about it. This is the first time that like consumers are starting to complain. Fragrance houses always did because like, wow, like 0.5 people are allergic to this thing. Now we have to change like the iconic, you know, whatever it is, Cartier scent. Mm-hmm. Well, consumers are complaining because some have started noticing whenever this happens, their fragrances do smell differently. Like a scent is so iconic in your memory that like, even if you're taking it, say it was, for example, one of them was a molecule used to smell like Lily of the Valley, and they have to reformulate and use another scent molecule to smell like Lily of the Valley, it might change it a teeny tiny bit. They work very hard not to. But so consumers are now like aware of this and like sort of getting up in arms. And so I'm going to link to this Washington Post article because I thought it was really interesting. I thought that just wonky fragrance nerds like me and Jess cared about this stuff, but apparently.
That's really cool. Yeah, like customers are more sophisticated than the brands thought. I like that.
Okay, and this week in Jen's Science Corner.
This is strong. This is a strong, I like this.
Okay, well, it's temporarily changing to Jen's questionable TikTok trends corner. Chlorophyll water. Have you heard about this?
Is this something you can drink?
Yes.
Yeah. No. I know what it is, but I don't know which one you're talking about.
Well, there's one that's literally called chlorophyll water. Mm-hmm. It's branded. Really seems to be popular on TikTok and some other. I've just been seeing it on Instagram. Lots of people, you know, like how these supplement trends come and go. Well, the company itself put out a press release saying that chlorophyll has a hashtag of over 188 million views. So I then clicked through to the press release, and I was amazed at how many nutritionists and dermatologists, they were like re-reporting some magazine reporting, some website reporting, and making claims, but very guardedly, that it helps with acne. And so I went on TikTok, and I was looking at the hashtag, and yes, indeed, people are starting to say chlorophyll water helps with acne. So, friends, can we talk about this for a second? I dug into this. We've got a lot of extrapolation going on. And what happened is what I think often happens with science reporting. There were studies that mentioned chlorophyll and acne.
Okay.
But people are taking them completely out of context and not really looking at it. So I just want to tell you what the two studies are so you can judge for yourself. One was of 10 people. One was of 24 people. Not a great size. And they talked about topical chlorophyll helping with acne. And in one of those cases...
It was in conjunction with chlorophyll, like a lotion
that had the chlorophyll in it. By the way, we all know what chlorophyll is, a plant pigment, green stuff that makes plants. Okay. So topically applied in a very small study, it showed a little bit of improvement in acne. This does not mean drinking water with chlorophyll is going to make your acne go away. And on that note, chlorophyll water doesn't even have chlorophyll in it. It has this other, it's like a copper, I have it written down. It's copper chlorifurium. I'll link to, oh, there it is. Chlorophyllin. Thank you. So you're taking like 8 degrees away from these studies to make the extrapolation that chlorophyll water helps with acne. And the derms who've talked about it, they did it in that guarded way of saying like, oh yeah, it has antioxidants because there's vitamins in this water, which have been shown to help with inflammation. And acne is an inflammatory disease. But like, you see what's happening here? Like we're making like 10 leaps.
Leaps, yeah.
And so I just feel like when things get simplified down too much on any sort of platform, you're not getting the true story. So I just want to say, if you have acne, which we know is so hard to deal with, and you saw this, and you're like, should I try it? First of all, it's $50 a case. Like it's like a $5 bottle of water. If you think that changing your diet will help, and there's studies on that, eat a freaking salad. Like, you know, there's plenty of ways to get the same nutrients that are in this fancy, expensive water into your diet in a way that might help your acne and other health conditions. So I just wanted to put that out there. Like, chlorophyll water is a thing. But before you all start emailing me like you do all the time about collagen, everybody's always asking me about collagen
supplements.
Water.
People really want to, they want to believe so badly.
They do. And I always refer them back to that episode we did with the dermatologist who studies supplements. Like, mm-hmm. There are good things about supplements, but, you know,
your
collagen, chlorophyll, take
elsewhere.
It with a grain of salt. If it makes you feel good and happy and healthy and keeps your whole life healthier, go for it. But I'm not spending $50 on chlorophyll water. And that was Jen's Science Corner. Did I end on a downer? Can I give another upper note? Should we go back to Street Fighter?
I feel like that, if I would have put that one at the end.
Oh, okay. Next time, I'm going to rearrange... And then I'll put the fun news item at the end.
It was still really good.
Okay,
it was
good.
Still really good.
Enjoyed.
And I have to tell you, I might break out the NES after this. Okay, that was great.
See you on the streets.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have and Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, it's time for my segment.
I like how now it's just become like Jen talks in this one, Jess talks
and now it's I'm talking in my
listen,
segment.
We split up the duties. We each do some reporting separately. Let's talk about expiration though, because I have a lot of questions about this. Skincare expiration.
Yeah, I want to tell you how this little segment came up. So, you know, when we left the offices at the Hearst Tower. Well, I wasn't there. I was on mat leave. But, you know, everyone fled. And they didn't know when they were going to go back. And I had a discussion with a colleague about, you know, just the state of the office and the department and everything. And then there was a real concern, not from me, but from this person about the beauty products in the closet. And it was like, are they going bad? Are they going bad, Jessica? Oh,
new listeners, Jess is the beauty director of Harper's Bazaar.
Oh, yeah.
Magazine editors get sent lots of products in order to try them.
Thank you for the context, yeah.
Yes. And at the Hearst Tower, where many magazines are located, there are closets on each floor stocked with these beauty products.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. Like, it's like picture a big walk-in
Sephora.
I was about to say fridge, like at Friendly is where we kept all the ice cream. Okay.
Yes.
You walked in and all the ice cream was
product.
Yes. It was all the flavors.
It's heaven.
Yeah. It said you open it up and it's this big walk-in fridge of products. But everyone just like left it and fled. And some of the stuff was like, you know, you can see the messenger sticker sent, you know, sticker on it. And it says like, you know, March 6th, you know, addressed to Jessica Matlin. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some companies are still like, for whatever reason, by accident, they don't know, they're still sending stuff. So the boxes are piling up. And then you have stuff that's been there from like the summer of like 2019 that's just sitting there.
It's 2 years old at this point.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So this person was very concerned. And she said, Jessica, what's going on with the products? And I don't know if she thought they were like, you know, oozing or going to combust or... She just wanted to figure it out. And I was like,
we also get lab samples sometimes, I should say. That doesn't apply to consumers.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do ooze sometimes.
And I was like, it's fine. And then I was like, I'll figure it out when I get there. And I thought, what is going on with those products? I should probably like really know
yeah,
the answer to that.
Probiotics, bioferments. Like what if there's like a whole like green thing like grown off the shelf now?
Yeah. All right. I doubted that because, you know, like these are major companies who are setting, you know, things that are shelf stable. But right. I did think, you know, this is actually a good moment to bring it up with our listeners because we always get questions, whether they're just from friends or listeners who say like, you know, should I throw out my face cream? And I never mm-hmm. am the person to say throw it out, because I always think that I'm a little bit, as you could tell, less hyped up about this stuff. But I figured I should probably get you some.
And
real
it feels
facts.
Unsustainable and bad for the environment if exactly. you throw it out just because it's like a month past this arbitrary date they've stamped on there.
Exactly.
Is it indeed arbitrary?
That was the question that was ringing around my head. So I called up the amazing Ron Robinson. He is a cosmetic chemist, and he is also, has his own company, BeautyStat, and you've probably heard about it in the news lately because they have come up with, he's come up with this like, you know, amazing vitamin C product. But he is like, we've been interviewing him for like, you know, since the dawn of time, Jen and I, because he's like this a major cosmetic chemist.
He'll give it to you straight.
Yeah, he's worked with a ton of companies before starting his own line. So I said, Ron, we could be here all night like parsing like, well, if it's this kind of product or that, I don't want to do that to you. It's not fair if he's not on the actual show. We did have him on the show, so go check that out a few years ago. But I said, like, just give me the hard, fast rules. So if it's an SPF product or an acne product, after a year mark, if it's opened, he said, toss it. You cannot expect the same type of performance. This also blew my mind. Okay, stay with me. Mm-hmm. Even if it's unopened, okay, a sealed SPF product or a sealed acne product, maybe you did like a BOGO, like, you know, 2-for-1 yeah. SPF. He said, toss it. You still cannot expect the same type of performance.
What if you can't remember when you bought it? You have to actually look at that expiration date, don't you?
I guess so. I mean, like just
because I just threw
best.
Out a sunscreen because it was like a month past the expiration date, and I'm now thinking I did the right thing.
Probably, I guess some of the stuff he said, use your judgment. You know, like so. Right. I did as hard
acne.
As hard fast rules as possible. Okay.
Okay.
But I was sort of like, oh, wow, like unopened. That sort of shocked me. Okay. So I have some sunscreens that were kicking around like my like beach bag from last year. I was like, oh, come on. Like, it's not that bad. I guess I really do have to toss it.
And that's because it might not work to the
yeah,
level
yeah,
that you're expecting.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So, and even like those BOGO ones, you know, you got to toss it if it's been around since last year.
Right.
Now, products for the eye area. He said, if it's been opened for more than a year, toss it. Because
including color makeup, or is that just like eye creams?
Well, I didn't, because I'm really glad you asked that. Because I said, Ron, I don't want to talk about makeup because that's a whole
other—
Okay, so
we were just talking skin.
But he gave me a little bonus. He did, he kind of fed in the makeup stuff too a little bit. He said, anything for the eyes. Mm. So eye makeup, and I was like, mm-hmm. like, honestly, Jen, I threw out probably— because I told you I'm moving, I threw out like a whole bag of eyeshadows I've had for like 5 years, because he was like, 5 years, get rid of it. He said, anything to do with the eyes after a year, if you've opened it, get rid of it. Because if it has to do with the eyes, it could be harboring bacteria. He's less concerned with eyeshadows because it doesn't, powder eyeshadows.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have as high a water content. Water is a breeding ground for bacteria.
Cream liners, anything that touches your waterline, mascaras.
Exactly. If it's wet, if it's creamy, if it's damp, okay, that stuff. If it's over a year old, toss it.
Okay.
Now, if it is an eye cream, this is a far more specific situation, but if it's an eye cream that is over a year old and it's unopened, he still said, toss it. I said, why? That seems crazy. He said, when it comes to the eye area, you just don't know how this cream is preserved, what type of preservatives that company has used. And he just doesn't like the risk.
I mean, that's an open part of your body. There's a water, like it's an orifice, your eye. Like you don't want to be sticking.
Exactly.
Especially if it's a natural product that doesn't have a great preservative system or mm-hmm. was like a plant preservative.
Yeah.
I get it. All of a sudden you got conjunctivitis and you don't know why. Don't say we didn't tell you.
Exactly. So I threw out some of my best loved cream eyeshadows, Jen. We'll talk brands mm-hmm. later, but some of my signatures, they all mm-hmm. went in the garbage today. Okay. So now let's talk about some of the big guys, like your basic moisturizers, your serums, your, you know, whatever face mask, all of that stuff. If it's been opened for a year, for more than a year, it's got to go.
Also, clearly you didn't like it that much. If it's open for more than a year and it's still there, like you haven't been using it, friend.
Well, that's what, it's funny. I said to Ron, I said, this is sort of a, a good incentive to stick with you. Use some, you know, you buy something, freaking use it. Don't buy four other things because you think they're going to, like, you know, save your life. He said, yeah, he said, like, you know, be a little, like, sustainable, like, you know, just use what you have, you know?
I know, except those SK2 treatment masks are so expensive. I, like, hoard them. I got to start using them more. Okay.
So you, yeah, use it. I actually didn't ask him about the treatment. I didn't ask him about the kind of packet type of things, but I get your point. And then I said, well, what about things that are sealed? Like, you know, you have a moisturizer that's been sealed, like a face stuff, like, you know, yeah. Not eye things anymore. I'm talking just the face stuff. Like
maybe it was like a free sample or something. I realize our conditions are unique because we have lots of products to try, so we could tell you about them. But
right.
Like a regular person still gets a little gift with purchase.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, exactly. He said, if it's for the face, like not the eye, like a free gift with purchase mask, as you're to your point, little moisturizer. If it's over a year old, he said, use it at your discretion. It's really the eye stuff he's really concerned mm-hmm. about, okay. the SPF and the acne. But he said, use your brain. Like if you open it up and it doesn't smell right, it has a funny scent. If it looks like separated, toss it.
Separating always is the thing I notice. And I'm like, is that yeah. bad that that happened? And he's saying, yes.
Yeah. So just, I hope that was helpful. I think we could really sit here and dissect all of these things over and over again.
No, it is because the cynic in me always thinks they put those dates on there because they just want us to buy more stuff.
Yeah.
Like, remember, I said this to you. I went to business. Part of my schooling was business school. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. the first thing we learned in Marketing 101 was, if you can't sell a new product to someone, sell more of the old products. Well, how do you do that? Stamp a date on it. Oh, after wow. 6 months, better get a new one. And then people are out there buying another one. I'm not saying that's what's happening with cosmetics.
And no, I know.
What's Ron saying is, no, there's the reason that these things expire and abide by those dates.
No, I thought this was great. And I totally agree. I've too felt the same way. I was like, it's kind of not true, right? And then after this phone call, I was like getting out the garbage bag and, you know, just
yeah,
be smart.
Yeah, you can't donate those either because you don't want to give that to somebody else. So.
Yeah.
So oh, well,
thank
this is
you, Ron.
Incentive just to like use up the products that we have right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Use what you
thank
have.
Thank you. Okay, it is time to raise the wand. And we have Rachel, our listener, Rachel. Take it away, Rachel.
Hello, Jen and Jess. This is Rachel, longtime listener of your podcast. Before I get into my raise a wand, I actually just want to say I also lived in New York City the same time. This was maybe 4 years ago or 3.5 years ago that Jess actually started one of your podcast episodes talking about this incident where she was not attacked, but chased by an older woman in the subway. And I just wanted to let you know, I believe the same woman went after me as well. It was uncanny. Her description brought me chills because it was one of my scarier New York City subway moments. Anyway, I digress. So let's get on to the review. So sorry for the hyperlocal review. But I just wanted to raise a huge wand to Trader Joe's beauty products. I started using Trader Joe's for skincare because of the pandemic. So I wasn't going into any other stores other than grocery stores, and I needed to buy a cleanser. And so I thought, well, why don't I just pick up this one from Trader Joe's? It's $5. And it is the best cleanser I've used in my life. This is their Nourish line. I don't know who makes their stuff. I've now tried, you know, tons of their products. I use their moisturizer. I use their sunscreen, shampoo, conditioner. But their Nourish face wash is just the best. Anyway, thank you so much for all that you do. And Jess, I'm sorry that we were both attacked by the same lady. Bye.
All right, that gave me chills because I definitely filed that very disturbing memory deep into recesses of my brain. I remember that person. It was when I was living on 23rd Street. And yeah, she like accosted me.
I remember you telling that story.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny. Like, yes, I know people listen to this, but like the memory that she remembers that from years ago. And it's funny.
She chased me.
I know. A couple other people actually, before they do their raise a wand, it's like these listeners we've had for a long time. And now that we have listeners contributing to the show, they want to do that. But they also on their voicemail or their memo want to share with us like something they've connected with us about over the years. So some of them have been really like kind of untimely because that happened a while ago. But I just think it's interesting how these connections are. And Rachel, I'm sorry you went through that as well.
Yeah, Rachel, I'm so sorry. Rachel, can you email me jess@fatmascara.com and tell me where the location was? Because if it was in Chelsea...
It's the same. She said it was like, she remembered everything. You had said the street too.
It was terrible. And it was like being in a nightmare or like being in like a foreign horror movie that you couldn't get out of because nobody was helping me. That's the thing that was so strange.
Yeah.
It was just, it was seriously like, it was like being underwater. So it was so wild. Okay. Let's talk about makeup.
Wait, first, let me just quickly say, what? If you want to contribute, you don't have to give us a story of connection. You can just share a product you love. We want to hear from new listeners too. Most people are like longtime listener. Well, how about you, new listener? I know you stuck around to the end now. Why don't you give us a raise a wand? Call us in the U.S., 646-481-8182, or you can send a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. Okay, take it away,
story of connection.
I don't know. A lot of them are. Do you listen to the voicemails? I listen to them all the time.
But
I love
them. If you have a scary, spooky story that you want to share.
I mean, you can leave it. I'll listen to it. It might not make it on the show. I'd much rather, you know, hear about the product you don't like Trader Joe's face wash.
All right. Okay. Let me just share my thing to like just cleanse my palate real quick. Okay, so my raise a wand, I'm really into blush. I just think as I get older, I need it. I need to put some life back into this face. I have to. I need help. And blush is essential. I am liking powder blush. I know that it's very hip to like a cream blush. But I think that a powder blush sometimes stays on longer. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it doesn't give you that like dewy glow, but I think you can also still like add it with a highlighter. I think you do have to use two products. Sometimes I think you need both. I'm sorry.
Got it.
But Shiseido Aura Pink Blush, Aura, like A-U-R-A, is so sheer. That has like a long name. Shiseido Inner Glow Cheek Powder in Aura Pink is so beautiful. It's $29. The palette is incredibly slim. I would imagine that you would have to take a really long time to get through this blush. It is very fine, fine powder. It is a high quality blush. Mm-hmm. And it's very sheer and transparent. You know what I mean? Like when it's very buildable.
People who don't know what we look like, Jess has fair skin. So that color is good for
fair. It's very nice. Yeah, it's very good for fair
skin. Oh, when they redid that Shiseido color line, I think they did some really gorgeous stuff.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. So that's mine. That's mine.
Ooh, Aura Pink. Cool. Well, I'm going to butcher some French. How about that?
Let's do it.
Carrière Frère.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like I'm just like a frog in my throat when I try and speak French. Sorry. That is this beautiful fragrance company. Jess knows it too, because I think we've talked about their little like wax things that you put in your drawers. Well, I am loving a new candle from them, Bay Laurel. What even is Bay Laurel, you ask? I'm glad you asked because I didn't know either. So I did some research. This bay laurel of this candle is the same bay, the bay leaves, like when I'm making a pot of vegetarian chili and you throw in a bay leaf.
Ooh.
You know, some recipes always just have like a bay leaf and you're like, what do these bay leaves even add to this recipe?
Yeah.
Well, bay on its own, it has this green kind of smell and it's aromatic and a little bit astringent and, I don't know, like cool, not eucalyptus cool. There's like a warmth to it still because I feel like it just has this Caribbean vibe also. So this brand, Carrière Frère, does a bay laurel candle. It is such a good transitioning from spring to summer candle. It's not yet citrus, but I'm no longer doing like the evergreens and woodsies of the winter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that. I love the...
Yeah, not floral at all. Very herbal, if you will.
I feel like that goes with your whole like apartment vibe.
I mean, over this pandemic, I've like added so many more plants. Next time you come to visit, you're going to be like, it's a jungle in here.
I'm going to have to like kind of like weed whack my way.
Yeah, like crawling through the weeds to the bay laurel candle. Yeah. Hopefully that'll be soon. But anyway, so that's my raise a wand.
All right.
Give our, what do we say at the end, Jess?
Get your beauty sleep.
And we will see you on Thursday.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.